The big lead. I told you so.
Remember when Starbucks made the announcement? Because back in Philadelphia, there were some guys and a Starbucks manager said, hey, you guys aren't ordering anything. We're going to ask you to lay. And Starbucks, those guys were African-American. Starbucks' reaction was one that I predicted would have some dire consequences for the company. They said, no. Anybody can come and sit at a Starbucks as long as they want, and they don't have to buy anything. And I said, well, we know where all the drug vagrants are going to go now. If they want to get in from the elements, they're going to go to Starbucks. Well, I told you so. Several Starbucks locations in the Seattle area say they're going to be installing safe needle deposit boxes in the store bathrooms after thousands of workers at Starbucks have signed a petition calling on the coffee mega chain to protect its employees. They had 4,000 signatures at coworker.org signed this petition. And they said in the petition, exposure to HIV, AIDS, Hep C, Hep B, etc. is a risk in Seattle, where there is a heroin Hep C crisis. Employees risk getting poked and do get poked, even when following protocol of using gloves and tongs to dispose of used needles left in the bathrooms, tampon disposal boxes, and diaper changing stations. I mean, what a special brand of evil that is, that some of the drug vagrants are leaving used needles on baby diaper changing stations in the Starbucks. They say in the petition, employees have to pay out of pocket for treatment if poked before being reimbursed until Starbucks company insurance kicks in. And they say they have to dispose of hypodermic needles left behind by drug users every single day in Seattle Starbucks location. And again, this is as predictable as could be, that you take a policy that says anybody can come and hang out as long as they want without buying anything. And you combine that with a region that has the drug vagrancy crisis that we have here in our region. Of course it's going to put employees at risk. But this is the time we are in where political correctness, and this all stemmed from some guys got kicked out of a Starbucks and then they were threatening to sue. And the reaction, or I would say overreaction, by Starbucks was some of that now puts their employees in danger. Channel 7, our news partners at Cairo TV, they talked with a Starbucks employee.
You will find needles almost daily, if not daily. My number one concern was Hep C.
Yeah, and that's what they're dealing with. They just want to do their job and go home. But we have to deal, whether it's a listener who's just trying to go to Northgate, whether it's an employee at Starbucks. Again, this is a complete failure of our local politicians who have made this the drug attractant in the nation.